5 years ago, the world's media suddenly changed their story about sub-Saharan Africa. We've been hearing 50 years of bad stories from Africa. And suddenly, the media were full of Africa rising. They'd caught up with the fact that economists had been for 5 years talking about, actually, there's a lot of growth going on. Stuff like that can be a flash in the pan. There are so many countries that have grown fast for a decade and then fallen back. When you look behind the growth rates, you look into the details, it's not a flash in the pan kind of thing. It's real stuff. It is across the board, across all sectors of the economy, and it's coming from all kinds of firms, little entrepreneurial local firms, foreign firms coming in and doing very well, big local companies expanding their operations. It's very broadly based, both across the spectrum of companies and across the spectrum of sectors of the economy, with agriculture actually doing particularly well. The stakes are very high for these countries because they're on the right track, and the next decade will be crucial. And it's all about job creation. You've got a growing population, you need jobs. To create those jobs, you need increasing activity both by domestic firms and an incoming inflow of foreign companies. Attracting those foreign companies, the business of FDI, foreign direct investment, is the heart of the whole story. Because every country that has successfully industrialized in the past 50 years has done so with a huge input of FDI. So how do you attract foreign direct investment? Well, there are two kinds of companies, those that have to come and those that have choices. Sometimes you've got oil and gas. You're bringing in multinational oil companies, they're going to come because the oil and gas is here. Your job in that case is a job of getting maximum employment generator from that, integrating your local companies into the supply chain of those multinationals. That's the job of a local content unit. The second kind of job is attracting multinationals that have choices, general industrial companies. They're looking for a country in sub-Saharan Africa that will form their medium-term platform for selling throughout the region. Countries want these companies, and they compete in terms of the operating environment they offer. The job of an investment agency doesn't end when the company arrives. It's not just a matter of attracting firms. It's a matter of keeping them and encouraging them in a way that will cause them to expand and to increase their employment. If you look at the countries around the world that industrialized over the past 50 years, the common factor that you notice is this intense focus by government on the priority of industrializing to create jobs. The slogan is jobs, jobs, jobs. And the Ethiopian government has been remarkably consistent in putting together a series of efforts, all of which are aimed at the same goal of massive job creation over the next decade. And they're looking long term, they're looking a decade ahead, they're investing hugely in infrastructure in order to provide a better operating environment. They're asking themselves, what are the three pillars that are stopping us from advancing? The three pillars are land, logistics, power. And there's a recipe, if you can make it work, which is to build a successful industrial park. Key thing with industrial parks is that you solve those three problems simultaneously, because you can have a single dedicated customs channel. You've automatically solved your power problem because you just make sure there's good power supply to the park. In terms of land, well, obviously, you've got plots within the park, you've solved the land problems. So the question is, why doesn't everybody just build industrial parks? The answer is, it's not easy. Because getting the system to work is still hard. Once you've got it in place, you've still got to work out a good, effective customs system. You've got to work out good relationship building arrangements with companies. There's a lot of work to be done. When it comes to incentives, it's really important to remember that the biggest thing is not investment subsidies or tax breaks. These are important, but even more important is the removal of unnecessary and inappropriate obstacles to job creation. And that needs to be at the top of the list in terms of priorities.